If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Chicago is known for a couple of things. Its weather, being a great sports town, one of the best summer cities in the world, and for its food. Whether it be beefs, dogs, or pizza, everyone has their favorite spot. Al's or Johnny's Beef, Superdog or the Wiener Circle, or maybe it's Pequod's over Giordano's. Let's figure this thing out. It's time for
Food Fight!
Here's John Landecker and Dan Levy.
Oh, that's right. Once again, your favorite Food Fight people. Good evening, Dan. How the heck you doing?
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. You can call me John, though.
Hello, John.
It's about time you don't have to refer to me as sir. You know?
Yes, sir.
I'm right.
How are you? Happy day after National Radio Day to you.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a day everybody recognizes and celebrates, huh?
I get scared because I don't want to see resumes online. I see everybody's radio stations that they work for, and I'm like, that's just a kiss of death for me.
Do they really put resumes online?
People are always like, thanks for everybody that listened. And it's like radio stations from like the 70s all the way up. And I'm like,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw some of that. I don't know if anybody else who's in the who's not in the industry cares or notices at all. But
that's the other thing. It's way more self-serving to us than anybody would care.
I'm going to list now for you every radio station I ever worked for. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and here are pictures of me with Carrot Top and Richard Dreyfuss from like 1985 when he was doing promotions for Jaws.
Yeah, sure. Here's me sitting next to Olivia Newton-John. Okay. here we go. What are we doing? Oh, Food Fight is M&M's and Reese's, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're M&M's?
I am M&M's today.
Yes, and I'm Reese's today. So how shall we start this back and forth? Go ahead, Dan.
Well, I was going to say, why don't you kick it off? Because usually I'm the one attacking you, so you bring it.
Well, okay, first of all, I'd like to say in the interest of a peaceful world, that they're sort of related.
I think they're actually both from Hershey's, aren't they?
Originally, yes. Hershey's originally had, because as I understand it, M&M's in the United States. Okay, first of all, they were based on something that one of the guys whose name begins with an M saw in the Spanish Civil War or something like this. It was a British candy called Smarties, which was chocolate with some kind of hardened sugar around it that, guess what, didn't melt in your hand. So that was the beginning of it. But when they came to the United States with this concept, it was during the Depression and the war, I believe, one or the other, maybe both, and Hershey's had, I believe, a monopoly on all the chocolate in the United States because it was.
I was going to say, if there's a chocolate that is so thick it doesn't melt your hand, that is depressing.
But you know, it was rationed at the time; you just couldn't. So the first people, what am I doing? I'm doing the M&M's bit. First.
I was going to say, you're only making me better, but go ahead.
The first people, I believe, that the only people that were originally served or sold to were in the Army, in the armed services, were the only people who originally got M&Ms to begin with.
Interesting.
Yeah. But then, you know, okay, so Hershey's, right, as the chocolate that begins the whole M&Ms thing, then I'm not exactly sure when, but now Hershey's does not manufacture M&M's, but it does manufacture Reese's Pieces.
Now, I'm interesting.
Sure, I don't know when this all sort of. Wouldn't it be?
I don't. Yeah, I don't know when the Great Division. People? I don't know when the Great Division occurred.
Oh my God! Can you believe it? They're. Maybe,
I can't. I actually can't believe it.
Probably related.
They gotta be. It's virtually almost the exact same product, right? Just a few tweaks to it.
Yeah, but different companies. I mean, you got Hershey's and you got Mars, don't you?
That's true.
Yeah. But originally, it was Hershey's chocolate was in M&M's, but no more. It's Hershey's chocolate that's in Reese's Pieces.
God, Reese's Pieces.
This is more confusing than the SAG-AFTRA contracts. All right. Man.
Well, as long as AI can't take an M&M and keep its identity for the rest of its life or somewhere else, I think we're okay.
Well, I don't know about that, for instance. I don't know about that. I saw how all these things are made, and I hardly saw any human beings involved.
Well, you gave us the history lesson. You told us where it's from.
Okay.
Well, Why do you like the Reese's more than my favorite M&M?
Well, what I was building up to is M&M's had that early success. Had that famous slogan, melts in your mouth, not in your hands. And then you know what? They got a little self-confident. M&M's got a little cocky. They got a little too big for their bag, if you will.
Good call.
And that allowed a certain opening that arose in 1978 when Reese's Pieces came into existence. When there was this guy named Steven Spielberg, he was going to make this movie called E.T. And
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, right. So, you know, have you seen the movie?
I've seen it a few times.
All right. So, you know, there's a scene where E.T.'s in the shed behind the house of the family, and they know he's there, and they want to lure him out and come out of the shed and please come play with us, E.T. So what do? They take Reese's Pieces, and they put a little piece here and a little piece here and a little piece here and a little piece here, spread it across the entire lawn until the little extraterrestrial comes out. And the reason that Reese's Pieces are there is because the fat cats over at M&M's turned down an offer from whoever was making the movie. He said, hey, M&M's, you want to be in this movie? And he said, nah, we don't need no stinking movie. So they gave it to Reese's Pieces, and there you go.
Wow. Wow. Right. Well, allow me to say this.
All right.
Reese's Pieces are delicious. I love a good Reese's Pieces. And when I go to the movies, I probably get that and I mix it with the popcorn because that is a delicious one-two combination.
Fantastic.
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
The Reese's Pieces holds no candle to the Reese's Buttercup, which is clearly the best blessing anybody in the chocolate world has ever given to us as chocolate and peanut butter consumers. The Reese's Pieces is almost purely peanut butter. There's no chocolate taste to it whatsoever. And chocolate and peanut butter is the taste that makes anything Reese's delicious. Now, with that being said, because you brought up E.T., I think that was the last time Reese's Pieces could even be held relevant. Because M&M's have dominated and are just a better candy. And if you want something that tastes similar to the Reese's Pieces, but better, M&M made that with the Reese's Peanut Butter and the Reese's Peanut. All delicious flavors. But the original M&M, the chocolate candy that melts in your mouth, not in your hand, the thin candy shell, delicious. And nobody will ever turn down an M&M. There are people with peanut allergies that won't touch a Reese's Pieces, but an M&M is going in every kid's lunch backpack and not having to be thrown out of school because of it.
Aren't there still peanut M&Ms?
Yeah, I'm sure there are, but you can send a kid with a regular M&M.
Well, so be it. But, you know, there's no M&M's chocolate cup.
That's true, but we're not discussing the peanut butter cup, thank God, because I would lose that argument in a heartbeat.
That's also Reese's.
But you brought up E.T., and I dare you to go up to any 15, 16-year-old right now and say, do you remember why Reese's Pieces is famous? But you will like going ask
to a kid and saying, hey, remember when Henry Ford invented the car? No, but they still have cars.
They're going to say, Henry Ford did what? He invented what?
Who's hip? I thought it was Mr. Hyundai.
But M&M made a commercial like 20, 30 years ago that gets played every holiday season, and it sounds like this.
He does exist.
They do exist. Santa?
Every Christmas, every kid and every person sees an M&M commercial with them seeing Santa Claus and passing out, which means... The M&M is right up there with the greatest holiday in our history. And I'm Jewish, by the way. I still love that commercial. But But overall, like I said, M&M's has the variety. It's got the chocolate. Chocolate's just better. Peanut butter and chocolate, delicious. But if I'm going to go side by side, what are you going to take, peanut butter or chocolate? 100% of the audience surveyed are going to say, give me the chocolate.
Well, that may be true, but there's all sorts of different kinds of chocolate. I mean,
true, but there's only one kind of Reese's. That's true. Right. That's true.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. It's not as promiscuous.
That's true.
As chocolate is, but which one?
It's true to form. It is true to form.
Which one in this food fight comes out on top, or which one in this food fight does melt in your hand? We'll find out after this on 720 WGN.
Food fight!
Let's get you back to food fight. Here's John and Dan.
Okay. Well, Dan. Oh, look at this. From 630, will this guy be with John the rest of the show and every night?
Signed, I'm in.
Signed Dan. No. actually, from 630.
Well, thanks, Mom. I appreciate the vote of confidence in trying to get me to hang out with him.
A positive or a negative?
Hey, I will hang out with you anytime. This is fantastic. I will add this to my National Radio Day resume next year when it's time.
I'm glad we could be of service. All right, so what do we got here? What's going on, Brandon? What's up?
All what right, is our so tally of today's I
give
food
you,
fight?
Before I give you guys the tally and who won, I found some. So Ashley, Dan, and myself all post the voting on the internet, and we get a lot of fun comments. And I think a lot of these comments for this round, I just wanted to read off some of them from the internet because I thought some of them were pretty funny.
Yeah.
This one's from Dan's comment thread. OMG, this is somebody named Jen. OMG, this is giving me anxiety. Love M&M's, but only the flavored ones. Love Reese's Pieces, but I have this thing where I used to have horrible nightmares. E.T. would come and find all the dropped pieces and take me home with him. I'ma still eat some, though. That was one that actually made me laugh out loud from
that was
Dan's.
Pretty good. I don't ever see that one. That's
yeah, that
great.
Was good. And then Reese's, of course, M&M's are for children who don't know any better. I was laughing at that one. And then
boom.
Oh, someone copied and pictured copy and pasted a picture of the poll and said, whoever's letting M&M's win, obviously put ketchup on their hot dogs.
Then
Ernie Scatton, our creative imaging director, says Reese's all day. And Wendy Snyder says M&M's for sure. So we also got some WGN votes around here. But unfortunately, there can only be one winner. And the winner for this John Landecker food click is M&M's with a score of 70% of the votes. Reese's is only at 30. Yeah. Sorry, John.
That's all right. I expected it. It's a debate. I accept this defeat humbly and hope that everything melts in Dan's mouth and not in his hand.
Too late. Already did both.
All right. So what's next week?
Well, we got a few of them on that we haven't done yet.
All right.
We got cookies versus brownies.
Mm.
We got Danish versus coffee cake.
Mm.
Skillet versus omelet.
Mm.
Lobster versus crab.
Oh, wow.
McDonald's versus Burger King, which I always go back and forth on, to be honest. I like that one.
No, I don't want to get into that.
Skillet versus omelet.
Skillet versus omelet's pretty good.
Okay, skillet versus omelet. What do you want to be?
I'll go skillet.
All right, then I'm omelet. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Right. And congratulations to your win tonight, Dan.
Thank you. And just so you know that every time we do one of these, I celebrate by eating both items that we talk about.
That's the only way to go. And also the podcast, Dan. Plug the podcast.
That's right. I do have a podcast. It's called Barguments. And tomorrow's a good bargain. I have on Justin Roman and Kenzie Kay, and we had a discussion of, is it better to go to a party on time or be the last one to leave? I like doing neither. I want to stay home.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Where do we find that bargument?
That would be on anywhere that you get your podcast. It could be on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, any of those ones you can download the podcast. It is called Barguments. With myself, yours truly, my co-host, Joe Kelly, we bargue with everybody in this city, so enjoy it.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Thanks guys. See you next week.
See you next week.
Later, guys.
When it's going to be skillets or omelets.
Mm. Mm.